Day 197, or July the 16th. Total certainty with God. Our thoughts today come from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself, is my strength and my defence. He has become my salvation. Now the big picture surrounding this verse. Isaiah declares more truth about the glorious Messiah's kingdom that is to come. He then continues to condemn the mighty nation of Babylon, a superpower of that period, who will finally succeed against God's people and conquer them with Nebuchadnezzar's army. Ironically, Babylon is but a distant memory by the time Jesus is born. And now today's action step. Whenever you try to understand the mystery of the Holy Trinity, you fall into the trap of splitting the Godhead into three: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It isn't really as easy as that. I think the best explanation of the Trinity that helps me, at least, is to think of the substance H2O, or water as it's usually called. It can be solid and hard, it can be liquid and flowing, and it can be gaseous and invisible. No matter which state it is, it's still H2O. It's similar with God and His triune existence. Father is God, Son is God, and Spirit is God. But they are all distinct, even though they are all God. Of course, when we think of the Father, we think of Him who has never left heaven. When we consider the Son, He is the one who left heaven and then returned. The Holy Spirit is He who left heaven to continue the work of Jesus and is still with us on earth today. I remember a Jew talking about God and saying, God isn't His name, it's His job. When Isaiah considers the coming Messiah's kingdom, he attributes our salvation to God and our strengthening and security to God also. In the light of our knowledge of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, we could be more specific, but in reality, our God is our Father, our Saviour, and our Sustainer. Be sure to listen to Day 21 again to receive this certain salvation for yourself.